The monolithic dome is built different to maximize safety and efficiency. We're checking out construction from the ground up next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse. Utah born, Utah proud.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Construction of the monolithic dome is different from other buildings around. David B. South with the Monolithic Dome Institute tells us how.
It is new technology of old buildings. We start out by making a balloon. I call it an airform. And the airform is attached to a round foundation. And then we inflate the airform. So we got a fan going, raising it up, holding it up, and we have a airlock door so you can walk through and get inside. And we do all the work inside. And the first thing we do is that airform is a super strong material that will last for a long, long time. We spray the underside of it with 2 to 3 inches of polyurethane foam. Now that's the world's best insulation. And it's simple to spray, and by spraying it inside, you get the very reasonable cost insulation. Then we tie rebar to the foam. Now the foam is quite rigid, and so it'll hold the rebar. We tie the rebar all the time, holding everything up by the fans that are blowing air into it. Then the next thing is we start spraying the inside with concrete. We'll spray a small layer over the entire thing, then we'll spray a heavier layer over the thing, and then we'll finish spraying it up. And because it's a shell, because it's part of a dome, it's very thin.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.